Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we're at Psalm 51. This is a psalm of repentance, a psalm of asking for God's forgiveness. It was written by David after he committed adultery with Bathsheba. We have seen six steps to repentance at this point. Repentance is based on the character of God. Repentance acknowledges that all sin is ultimately against God. Repentance accepts the consequences for sin. Repentance desires cleansing. Repentance desires renewed joy. Repentance desires the resolve to obey. And today, let me read verses 13 through 19, and we're going to see that repentance is more than just lip service. David says, "Please forgive me. Then I'll teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, for you are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I'd bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. God, you will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem, and then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar." Again, in this prayer, I see seven important truths of repentance. We've reviewed six. Here's the final step. Repentance is more than lip service. There are two types of repentance. One is called attrition. This describes a remorse caused by fear of punishment. The Bible calls this worldly sorrow. This common type of repentance says, "I'm sorry I got caught." Attrition is lip service repentance. But there's a second type of repentance. It's called contrition. Contrition involves a deep remorse for having offended the holy God. It involves a full confession without cover-up. It does not blame others or rationalize sin. This is true confession. As David says, "A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." Father, bring us to true repentance. Bring us to contrition. Don't let us rationalize our sin. Help us to own it and bring it to you with a broken and contrite heart. In Jesus' name, amen.